Hello and welcome to Day One Digest, the podcast that delivers essential legal cost knowledge in nibble-worthy episodes. I'm Lee Dixon, and today we're going to look at a crucial aspect of cost recovery in litigation, the certificate to a bill of costs. What is it? Why does it matter? And what should you, as a trainee, know about it? So start boiling that egg, and we'll be done in time for some toasty soldiers. What is the certificate to a bill of costs? This is a formal declaration included at the end of a traditional bill and at the beginning of a President S. Check out last week for more information about these documents. It's required under the civil procedure rules and has several responsibilities, but its primary focus is to confirm the accuracy of the cost claimed and that the indemnity principle remains intact. Indemnity principle? Check out an earlier podcast. In short, it's a statement of accountability, ensuring that the figures presented in the bill are honest, accurate, and in line with the law. The certificate has several sections, not all compulsory, and by signing it, you are essentially stating that the costs do not exceed what the client is liable to pay, that no rulings have been made that might affect interest, details of any payments on account of costs, that all disbursements under £500 have been paid, and the position in respect of VAT. The sections relating to accuracy in payments, so basically the indemnity principle, interest and interim payment sections must be included and ticked on every bill. Don't forget them. There are other sections beyond these, especially relating to public funding, but for today, these are the paragraphs you need to be most aware of. The exact wording of the certificate is set out in the example within the Schedule of Precedents under the Practice Direction of CPR Part 47. Finally, all certificates must be signed. Who signs this piece of cost paperwork? Well, that's a podcast in itself, but for today, it's usually signed by the solicitor responsible for the case. Make sure whoever signs this is readily identifiable, usually with their name printed underneath the signature. You cannot sign this in your firm name or use an elaborate signature flourish without a clearly legible name. Now, why is a certificate so important? You will often hear the phrase that the signing of the certificate is no empty formality. This is crucial. Your claim for costs will come under scrutiny by a paying party and the court, and the certificate is your first line of defence against any accusation that your cost claim is in any way improper. Let's break it down for three key reasons. A. Compliance with the indemnity principle. As you'll recall, the indemnity principle ensures that cost recovery is fair. Without the certificate, the court has no assurance that the costs claimed reflect what the receiving party is liable to pay. The certificate acts as a safeguard, and if you sign a certificate confirming that the indemnity principle is intact, and it is not, then you run the risk of serious sanction. B. Transparency and integrity. The certification process holds legal professionals accountable. By signing the certificate, solicitors are personally vouching for the accuracy and propriety of the costs claimed. This promotes transparency and builds trust in the litigation process. C. Sanctions. Failure to include a properly signed certificate or signing a certificate that proves to be inaccurate can lead to serious consequences, including but not limited to: the bill may be rejected by the court, leading to wasted costs and delays. Other cost sanctions can be applied, from percentage reductions to your bill being struck out. Or the integrity of your cost claim can be dealt irreparable harm if it transpires you signed a certificate but did not check the bill properly. It is no empty formality. This is all very ominous, but deservedly so. As a trainee, you'll quickly learn and appreciate that attention to detail is key in litigation, and this is a prime example. Now, normally I don't like to mention case law in these podcasts, but the importance of the certificate cannot be understated. So if you want to read around this topic, you would do well to start with the cases of AKC and Barkin, Haverin and Redbridge, Gempride and Bamborough, and lastly Farmer and the Chief Constable of Lancashire. So what should you be aware of when dealing with a certificate to a bill of costs? Check for accuracy. Ensure the hourly rates and the figures in the bill match the supporting documents such as your retainer, invoices and time records. Understand the indemnity principle. See previous podcast. Review the certificate. Make sure it's in the correct format, everything has been ticked that needs to be ticked, and it is properly signed. Know the consequences. Appreciate and respect the risks of submitting a bill without a valid certificate. The certificate to a bill might seem like a small detail, but it's a critical component of the cost process. It ensures compliance, transparency and accountability, all of which are essential to the fair recovery of legal costs. Pay attention to the details, understand the rules, and always check that the certificate is properly completed. I cannot labour that point enough. That's all for today's episode of Day One Digest. As always, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe, share it with your junior colleagues, and join me next time for another bite-sized exploration of costs. Until then, remember, nobody is born knowing where that semicolon goes. Thanks for listening.